My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is Kimberly Martin on ESPN moments ago, saying Brandon Ayuk not interested in being in Cleveland.
Talking to multiple sources, I've been told that Brandon Ayuk did not want to play in New England and also doesn't want to play in Cleveland, which is interesting because now that leaves two dance partners, which is his current team, the San Francisco 49ers. And also keep an eye on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're in, they're out, now they're in.
So are we out? Audio courtesy ESPN. Are we out? Are we officially out?
Look, if he doesn't want to be here, if we don't know what the contract would be either. Remember, he's got to have that ironed out with any team that he's going to, which is not just that he's going to go to that team, but that he's going to get one of the top wide receiver contracts in the NFL. He turned down $25 million, reportedly, from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not gonna leave for 27. No, he's got to get over 30. It's got to be meaningful money to go from the 49ers, where, you know, he's been such a big weapon the last few years for them.
216-474-0092. Are we out on Ayuk? Do you want us to be in on Ayuk?
Well,
Should we get Brandon Ayuk?
Okay, you asked me. It kind of feels like it's over. And we have been hour to hour on this. I felt yesterday there
was
momentum.
You
know what? It would make sense, right? We're the team that'll spend any amount of money. Everybody knows that Haslam will spend. They'll figure out the cap, right, and still spend more. I mean, that's what most of the Browns fans say, right?
Yeah.
So the other teams know that. The other teams know that we supposedly have this competitive advantage that other teams don't have. So let's get the Browns involved. Let's call the Browns. Hey, we've got a fabulous wide receiver. You guys don't have a number one after this year. What are you going to do? Like, I could understand that. That makes sense. And if you're the Browns, is there any shame in having that conversation, figuring it out? I don't know that you necessarily want leaked names like Wyatt Teller, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Conklin. I don't think
but
you love
names
that.
I'll tell you this. The names that are leaked, Jack Conklin, they're all big boys, guys.
Yeah,
they're all
sure.
Adults. So you might get mad. You would maybe feel mad. You guys love the Browns. I love the Browns. If I found out, let's put it here. I love it here. If all of a sudden I found out if we could do trades in radio and they decided to trade me to like San Francisco to work for, what is our, do we own the game or KNB? We own the game. If they wanted to trade me to the game, I'd be pretty upset. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd be very upset about that.
Yeah, but if you got to draw up your next contract and be the highest paid radio guy in the country,
I would still not be happy about it, but I would understand the business of that. And you already brought up the chance about Milwaukee, and I've turned that down
before. Three times the money.
It's not the same city. Anyway, what you have here is a situation where, yeah, they might not be thrilled, but they're also big boys. And they know this. They know this. They're told this. They know these teams. The only money that's good is the money that's guaranteed. These teams will cut you as soon as they look at you. It's been dictated to them many times. They've been told by their older friends. They've been told by players who have played there before, get yours while you can get it. What did Jack Conklin get? Paid. What did Wyatt Teller get? Paid. Amari Cooper so far has made $100 million in his career. He has been paid. And they all know it. They're all adults. They all know how this goes. And yeah, there's times where it's not always that way. They can always raise a stink. Other guys have done it. Other guys have requested trades and stayed here and ended up liking it here. David Njoku, twice, two times. In fact, I told you about the interview I did with him the one time where he didn't even want to talk because it was a week after he requested a trade. He didn't want to be here, guys. And now look at David Njoku. Loves it here, loves the city, loves the fans, loves the organization until we probably part ways with him in a few years because that's the way the world works in the NFL, and that's fine. That's fine. So I don't think that Amari Cooper has any hurt feelings. And I didn't think that Andrew Berry should have immediately come out and knocked that rumor down because you never know what anybody's going to offer you. We talked Odell Beckham Jr. into existence on this radio station, it felt like. Probably not in real life, but it felt like that. Go ahead and dare to dream if you want to. But if Brandon Ayuk doesn't end with the Cleveland Browns, hey, so be it. But I don't think that a possible trade with Brandon Ayuk. If things end up bad, someone's going to throw that narrative out there as a blame game. But if things end up even remotely fine, if they're a playoff team this year, which they should be, we'll hear nothing about Brandon Ayuk upsetting Amari Cooper, and that's why Amari Cooper wouldn't run the right route or slack-assed or anything like that. No.
It'd be the last thing I would expect from him. I mean,
yes.
Let's just face it. I mean, this guy is built differently. That's why we like him so much. That's why he even admitted afterwards when there was going to be a holdout, he's like, I was never really going to hold out. That was the only leverage you had.
Yeah. So there's... They've all dealt with this before. Wyatt Teller was traded to us from Buffalo. And when Buffalo traded him, they talked so much crap about him out the door. And they insulted his character. Said how soft he was, which is one of the worst things you can call an offensive lineman. And you guys all know Wyatt Teller. You know the last thing he is soft. What did they say about Amari Cooper? They have bad vibes in the locker room in Oakland. What gives you good vibes in the locker room in Oakland in the Coliseum? Nothing. Nothing does. Oh, he gave us bad vibes. And then in Dallas, he's causing a problem. He's upset with CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup and all that. No, he's been wonderful. Remember Jarvis Landry? Remember the stuff they were saying about him? Talking trash about him out the door in Miami? They called him everything but a taxpayer. I mean, it was unbelievable. They will do that. And when Brandon Ayuk does get traded, which I think he will, when Brandon Ayuk traded, get ready to hear it all about Brandon Ayuk. Rarely is this stuff true. Jim in Concord Township, you're first up with a fan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, my heart goes out to all the people having trouble because of the weather. I wish them luck. And I've been there before.
It sucks. Lima has not showered. It sucks.
Forget about me. I mean, there are people whose houses have been devastated.
Did you see the car that was split in two because of that? I was like, holy potatoes. So, Jim, you're 100% right. Yes, God bless them, and hopefully they come out of this okay. Go ahead.
Well, two reasons. There's a myriad of reasons why he may not want to come to Cleveland. A couple that I thought of is maybe he... Tomlin, because Tomlin's like a player coach and they have a lot of diva receivers and, you know, he lets a lot of that crap go on. But the second one is maybe he looked at Cam Newton's post-shoulder injury and figures Deshaun can't consistently throw the ball downfield to him. That might be another reason.
Can I find that out during the preseason, please? Can I find out the second part? I mean, as far as the offense is concerned, maybe. I'm not sure. Of course, I think Arthur Smith is going to line up and run the ball a bunch. I got to tell you, I mean, they had a good... Now, they had Derrick Henry in Tennessee when he was the offensive coordinator there before he went and became the Atlanta head coach, Jim. A lot of people laughed about Arthur Smith taking that job over in Pittsburgh. I didn't. He's got two good running backs. Najee Harris isn't as good. I'm drawing a blank. Number 30. He's not as good as the other one, but I think they're going to be able to run the ball very efficiently. I just think he probably wants to be in Pittsburgh in a lot of ways. I think he wants his money, but I think he wants to be in Pittsburgh.
Just because they run the ball good, you can go over the top as long as you got the good running game. I mean,
as long as you got the quarterback,
Jalen Warren. And
yeah. Jalen Warren. Yeah. Thank you. Good God. Thank you. As long as you got the quarterback who can get it to him, because if we're asking questions about Deshaun, I don't think Russell Wilson has ever been the same since his hand injury, and that's something that was, I hate to bring his name up, but Brady Quinn specified that he couldn't feel the football because of that same hand injury. And then you got Justin Fields, who is a tremendous athlete and shows flashes over time, but also throws the ball about 1 second too late every time, which costs him a lot in the NFL. So I think it's an up-and-down thing. I think that he'd be happier. And, Jim, thank you very much for the call. I think he'd be happier probably in Pittsburgh. I think that they've probably reached the point of no return in San Francisco. I know Jennifer Lee Chan is a respected journalist, and if I'm going to take anybody's word, it's probably going to be hers. But I'm going, man, we're getting to a very deep part of training camp here where we're talking trades and all this movement. I'd be surprised if he stays in San Francisco now, so we might have to get ready to defend him in Pittsburgh alongside of George Pickens.
And I just wonder, from a Cleveland perspective, does this just mean all season up until the deadline we're talking about a potential disgruntled wide receiver somewhere else, and then extending that guy? I mean, I think this is just the beginning of wide receiver conversations we're going to be having in Cleveland.
I agree, but I also said this about the Ayuk stuff when it first got brought up, and this is before the Browns were even involved in it. Guys, if you're really that upset about missing out on Brandon Ayuk because it feels that they might be out of it now, there will be another wide receiver next year who is not happy, and the year after that there will be another wide receiver who is not happy. It's the natural progression of the position. I don't blame them for it. You want to get your money, but you'll have chances to get in on those guys. Maybe even T. Higgins by the time it's all said and done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.